You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Diane Wiest is currently starring as Winnie in Samuel Beckett's Happy Days. The role presents a serious challenge for anyone playing it. She's stuck waist-deep in sand in the first act, and, well, things get only worse from there. Nevertheless, Winnie's first cry is, "Another heavenly day." And New York Times critic Laura Collins Hughes writes, "For audiences, this may be true indeed." Happy Days is at the Theater for New Audiences Polanski Shakespeare Center in downtown Brooklyn until May 28th. I'm very pleased it has brought Diane Wiest back to our show, along with director James Bundy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Diane, is it fair to say that as an actress, you sure love a challenge? Once you've gone through most of the canon, is this the ultimate test?
Yes. Yes. This is I call it the Hamlet for women.
I once interviewed Beckett's favorite actress, Billie Whitelaw, about how demanding this part is. She said she loved it, but then she said she asked Beckett in which direction she should be looking, and he told her, inward. She said that was one of the best pieces of direction I ever had.
Yes, I would I would absolutely agree with Beckett on everything.
Is that the kind of direction you might give, James?
I wish I had been as succinct as Beckett, but I think that's one of the marvelous things about Diane's performance is conjuring the inner life of this very, very sturdy woman.
Mm-hmm. I have read that Beckett wrote this because someone asked him to write something happy after Crap's Last Take. Is that true?
Well, you know, the actress who played the role in the first British production, Brenda Bruce, took him out for lunch and asked him why he wrote the play. And he said he was thinking about somebody being in a circumstance where they were buried and there was incredible unending heat and they weren't, every time they tried to sleep, a bell would go dong. And he thought, who could take that and go down singing? Only a woman.
He wrote that imagining the worst fate anyone could have.
Right.
But do you think he saw it as a happy play on some level?
I think he relished the tension between somebody whose spirit is indomitable even though their circumstances are desperate.
Diane, is this play ultimately about restriction or about finding freedom within restriction?
Well, I'm pretty at home in the mound. It's sort of...
But you can't move your hands. You can't do all...
In the first act, yeah. I have freedom from the waist up. I can't move my legs.
You're holding something.
I can pick up things and... do other things. In the second act, it's only my eyes that can move. But, you know, he takes such good care of actors that if you follow precisely where he says smile or where he says move eyes right or where he says pause or longer pause, within that you think, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to do anything. Just try to remember this. There is enormous freedom. There's freedom to fly anywhere.
How does that work for a director? Didn't Beckett insist that directors follow his stage directions exactly to the point where he sued a few of them?
I think Beckett and the Beckett estate are overcharged in that area. There was one production of Endgame in the 1980s that was highly controversial because the setting was a subway. The director's setting was a subway station. I think what Beckett knew about acting has been really reflected in Diane's work. He was very conscious of his role in a literary tradition of coming. He was very great friends with James Joyce, and he was very conscious of James Joyce's voluminous language. And as a dramatist, Beckett was particularly interested in carving things away and leaving a kind of spare, minimal poetry, which then depends on an actor to fill it out with humanity. And you wouldn't actually notice, you wouldn't think, oh, this is Diane Wiest following Beckett's stage directions because she lives it so fully.
In the case of Joyce, he pretty much tried to reinvent the English language, but Beckett wrote a lot in French.
Yes, he did.
Did he didn't write this in French?
Yes.
He did?
Primarily so he wrote then in translated French it? And then he went through the agony of translating.
So he translated his own French. What do you think he's saying in this play, James? Is it about optimism or delusion, or are they the same thing?
I think he wouldn't want me to say what he was saying. I think he would want the work to speak for itself. What it gives you is a contemplation of a very desperate circumstance, which is akin to circumstances we all share. We're all going down someday. And Winnie's circumstance just happens to be more proximate than most of ours.
Although you suggested earlier, we'll never see a man play Winnie?
No, I don't
think. Could a man play Winnie?
Oh, well, of course a man could, but it would be so... it would be like me trying to do Godot, one of the tramps in Godot. There's something inappropriate there.
Well, we do see women playing Shakespeare, in fact.
I've seen
women playing King Lear.
Of course, but not Beckett. You really don't want to disturb what he's done, I feel.
Do you see Winnie as heroic?
No.
As the ultimate optimist?
No.
Have you given her a backstory?
No. It's interesting because regular acting doesn't apply here. A subtext and a backstory and a history and a future, and the thing about Beckett is that you, like he indeed does, you strip everything away. And the further you strip away, the more you're left with what I sort of call the dilemma of the mind, which is what I think he was ultimately writing about. Would you agree with that, James?
I think that's a lot of what the play is about, and I love that Diane brings that to it. I think also audiences, they do see on stage, they see a married couple. And so people graft onto...
Although he has a very small part.
It's an enormous
absence.
Yeah, I think an enormous absence is a great way of putting it. And we do see him on a limited basis, but people immediately, lots of married people who attend this show feel a very strong connection to the work because of what it conjures up in that marriage.
I'm speaking with Diane Wiest, who's starring as Winnie in a new production of Samuel Beckett's Happy Days, currently at the Theater for New Audiences Polanski Shakespeare Center in downtown Brooklyn, running only until May 28th. Also with us is the director of this production, James Bundy. As far as I understand it, Beckett described her when he is 50-ish and plump. Isn't that a time when most women find their lives restricted by society as well?
It was. Oh, indeed, it was. Not so much anymore. I think maybe 60 or 70 is the new 50.
But what about for actresses? Isn't it all over?
It was over years ago for me. Years and years ago. No. It's over.
It does help if you're really a fabulous actor. But I'd imagine that somebody who was trading in totally on looks would have a hard time past a certain age.
I can't comment on that because I can't trade on my looks.
But you are a fabulous actor.
Thank you, Leonard.
Is it true that you wanted to play Winnie for more than 20 years now?
Almost 30.
So that's why I was asking about that. You would have been very different 30 years ago.
I would have been, Beckett is difficult to read. And when I read it and tried to memorize it, say 20 years ago even, I couldn't. I didn't know how. And I asked to
Despite sell- the fact that you memorize other parts quite
everything,
easily.
Everything. But whether do you memorize the line and then putting the cap of the toothpaste down? Or do you just memorize the lines? Or do you just memorize the big smile, the little smile off? How? I couldn't. And I asked Estelle Parsons, who had played it, and she said, just do it. Just do it. And indeed. But I couldn't. I mentioned it to James 10 years ago that I
would she
really
have been too young 10 years ago?
No, she wouldn't have been too young 10 years ago.
You mentioned Hamlet, that this is the analogous to Hamlet. Does it seem fair that the part most men covet involves deception and murders, betrayals and friendship and family, a duel, an onstage death, and this apex role in a woman's career is performed stuck in a sand dune?
I hadn't thought of it quite that way, Leonard. No, I think when I say that, what I mean is the dilemma of the mind. Life yearning so much for itself and knowing that we die.
There are quotations from Hamlet in the play.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I would hasten to point out that if you're playing Hamlet, you get a nice long break in Act Four. The Hamlets are famous for going upstairs and taking a shower in the middle of the play. No such rest for Winnie.
Mm-hmm. If anything, you need an even bigger shower after the second half. Did the two of you work out some of the confusing problems together?
I would say Diane worked out 99.44% of all the confusing problems. When you have a great actor in a role of this magnitude, you as a director, you start working with them long before you ever design a set. So Diane was involved in all the design conversations, and really the production has been led by her talent and instincts.
I'm always surprised when I see this play that there's still a kind of dramatic arc despite the physical restrictions. Where does that come from?
That's Beckett really being a master of stagecraft. You know, I think the prejudice of our dramatic culture is there need to be lots of big speeches and lots of obvious arguments going on. And I think it's the magic of this play that, as minimal as it is, it creates a whole world of theatrical experience and human experience and existential experience.
How critical is the audience reaction? Does the play change with each audience?
Yes. Some audiences are absolutely quiet. And I got a little used to laughter, a lot of laughter, because Beckett is very, very funny. And when they were quiet, I thought, oh, well, I must be way off. And then you come to find out that, you know, there are leaders in an audience.
So on one night, you're going to get big laugh line. The next night, nobody's going to laugh.
People say, don't you dare laugh, because I need to hear every syllable. And so it does go back and forth.
You've said that you worked on this part for 2 years alone in your kitchen. How did you work on it?
Memorizing it.
And you say it was harder to memorize than most plays.
Oh, there's no question.
Is that partly because you're stuck? I'm just curious about the logistical things, like what kinds of shoes are you wearing?
We went through a lot of shoes. We really hit Zappos hard. I went through every kind of shoe known, and I'm now in a platform sneaker that's very in the first act where I'm standing.
Do we know who buried Winnie and why she is further immobilized in the second act?
We don't. There's a wonderful moment in the play where she describes being seen by a couple that has come by, and they actually say, what does it mean? What's it meant to mean? And which is, of course, what lots of people in the audience are thinking, too.
And why don't you dig her out?
And why don't you dig her out? So none of that is explained to us. All we know is that Willie can't.
You also had the Yale School of Drama?
Yes.
And the Yale Repertory? Is that like having two full-time jobs at the same time?
The nice thing is that when things are going badly at the school, on the rare occasions when things are going badly at the school, I can go across the street to the rep. And when things are going badly at the rep, I can go back to the school and pretend I don't run the theater. It's a great place to work. It's so much fun.
And Diane, you've been teaching as well?
No. I did a workshop at Yale, but Yale rep is, I guess, my favorite place to work. I love it so much.
You said that you've been hoping to do this for a long time. You have any other roles that...
This is it.
That's it? Now you can retire?
No. Now I just have to keep doing this if somebody else will let me. That's the search.
What can we expect to see at the Yale Rep next season?
We're opening the season with An Enemy of the People by Henrik Ibsen.
Who's hot right now?
He's hot right now.
He's hot.
He's never not been hot, really. But I think, you know, what we're seeing in contemporary political life is, we've seen the return of that phrase to our national consciousness. And it's a wonderfully ambiguous and stirring play.
Unfortunately, this run ends on May 28th. Is it possible to extend it? Or does the Polanski have something else coming
in? They have something else
coming in. They
have
Measure
for
Measure coming in.
Yeah. I heard that's a pretty good play.
Yes, indeed.
That guy Shakespeare?
Yeah, that guy Shakespeare.
He knew a thing or two.
Happy Days is at the Theater for a New Audience's Polanski Shakespeare Center in downtown Brooklyn until May 28th. It's been... my great honor to have Diane Wiest, who plays Winnie in it, and also James Bundy, who directed on our show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leonard.